Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All kinds of things going on tomorrow night. Right here on CCO, we got the world champion Milwaukee Bucks and the Timberwolves at 4 o'clock. Go for hockey playing Michigan, Wild playing, Chicago NCAA basketball tournament is obviously everywhere. Girls basketball tournament and everything else. Joining us right now, Manny Lagos from the Minnesota United Loons. They play as well tomorrow. And Manny, as when I gave that forecast, you had to just go, thank you, based on that first game was a little bit slushy, huh?
Yeah, the field got torn up. And, credit the grounds crew. I think they worked very hard. I think the field's going to be in much better condition tomorrow night. But it was a tough one. You know, we had our first rain delay in 6 years in MLS, which is amazing. And it didn't happen in the middle of summer. It happened in the first week of March. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. I mean, it really is our first kind of like home game, 60 degrees. People are starting to go outside this week. I got to give you some credit for playing that song to play us in, because I really hope we get the win tomorrow night.
The Wonderwall, yeah.
Singing it, yeah. Yeah,
Manny Lagos, our guest, and John Schuster, Caldwell Banker Hotline tomorrow. The Loons will play again. This season's been kind of strange that way, but you know it's going to be that way when you play in all four seasons. Do you prepare a lot differently in February and March than you do in July?
Yeah, really the guys do. You know, they're really indoors. You know, in Minnesota, we train almost all in a big bubble up at the National Sports Center. So we're on turf, so it's different than grass. You know, last week we had to go to New York, but we were playing for the last couple of weeks on turf. Philly was our opener, was on grass, and obviously now I lay on field with the heated weather. So this time of year, you have to be inside, obviously. You have to be on the turf. But at some point here, you know, sometimes we'll go outside now and be on the turf at our facility as well. We have an outdoor turf field as well. So in the end, you got to do the best you can this time of the year, you know, and again, you know, I'd love to say that we have all Northern Minnesotans on our roster, but we have a lot of South Americans. We've got a lot of guys from all over the world who are getting used to the climate here. And ultimately, I think they love it in the end. I think they love the fans. They love the fans go out in any weather and cheer them on. So I think they'll really embrace, kind of the season starting so early.
Well, what would they rather play on? I mean, is it there's so many different versions of artificial turf right now that are almost like natural grass. Does everybody prefer natural grass or not necessarily?
I mean, Mike, if I talk to our Vikings players, I talk to us Twins, we want grass. They love grass. Ultimately, this is the time of year where they get a little crabby because they've been inside now for 3 or 4 weeks. Preseason, we're usually away in Florida or Arizona on grass. And so ultimately, this month of training on turf, pretty good for the first couple of weeks. Now we're in the third week. They're like, ugh, when can we get outside on grass? So I think they're excited for tomorrow night, you know, in a weird way because we had to be on turf all week. I think they're excited to get on the grass in front of the fans. And I think almost all high-level sports guys. But you're right. I think at the youth level, ironically, I think the kids are getting used to, because there's not a lot of great grass fields this time of year in the Twin Cities. I think the kids actually like the turf because it's kind of a consistent surface for them.
Sure, for sure. This team, this year, obviously, you know, one thing that I've learned since the MLS has become a part of the landscape is, you know, hold off judgment for a while because it is a long season. But what do you see as you grade them out right now so far? There have been some good things.
Yeah, I mean, we've had two road games. Philly's one of the top teams in the league. We went there. We tied 1-1. I thought we should have won. We played great, really dominant. They've been dominant home for the last 3 years in the league, and I think they even felt like they got lucky out to get a tie. And then last weekend in New York, you know, New York had two wins on the road. They had their home opener, came at us. I just thought we responded so well after the first 20 minutes. They really had us a little bit, and then we really came on. We had a hot goalie, scored a good goal early in the second half, and then just really had a solid performance after that. So, you know, on the road now, we've had a tie and a win, and we had a tough tie against one of the better teams in the league, Nashville, at home in that crazy weather, which I think is, you kind of maybe just say that, you know what, that was just a crazy night, and it was nice to get a point. So we're off and running, it, you know, with one win and two ties, and I think we feel really good about where we are in the team. And we got two big home games now. We got one now, and then we have a little bit of a break for the next weekend, and then we play Seattle. So it's a great opportunity for us to start the season, you know, almost exactly the opposite of last year. We were 0-4. I think hopefully we get the two wins here, and we'll be 3-0-1.
Manny Lagos is our guest. Adrian Heath, you've worked with him for a long time now. How are you two and the staff different now that you understand the league, the stadium, everything that goes with it? Obviously, I can't keep up with you. You got to have a doctorate to keep up with the transactions that take place and lending a player and all those things. You're very familiar with it, but how has that come together over the years, and how is it different now than when you guys first engaged in this whole project?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always going to be tension, and obviously the goal is to win trophies and to win championships. We got close a couple times, and we've made the playoffs for 3 straight years, so some really good consistency of success. I think the next step is for us to continue to push and not only make the playoffs, but win trophies for the club. And ultimately, I think Adrian came on when we were building an MLS. We were building a new stadium. Our resources were kind of stretched across, and we had a good plan of the 3-year plan of building on a roster, but for a head coach who wants success right away in players, I think it took him a little while to really get and embrace the project in Minnesota. But, man, he's been here 5 years. He's done a great job. You know, I just think he's full in on what we do, how we do it. I know he loves it here. He's brought his family over. They all live here, and they really stay here most of the year now. So I think we're in a good space in terms of, you know, having a great head coach who's had success and wants more. And really kind of, like I said, you know, really knows how much it means to the club to win games and you know, make our fans excited about the product.
Yeah. Now, are you guys constantly talking about, you know, hey, I'm going over to scout this, scout that, what are the needs? What's the communication flow like on an MLS team or Minnesota United specifically?
Yeah, I think it's amazing. You know, it's like any other major sports team where we've got a lot of channels that we work now, and I get to oversee a lot of them. You know, we have a huge medical department, a huge sports science department, a huge scouting and recruitment department, and technical staff. So Adrian's right in the thick of the technical staff. Obviously, he's the head coach, and he really drives a lot of making sure we're finalizing the players that he thinks will be successful in the field. But we have a technical director, Mark Watson, a director of player personnel, Amos McGee, and within that group, we really try to strategize and create a scouting plan, not only for this year, but for the next 3 years. And in the global game, Mike, they're called transfer windows. They happen twice a year. And it's a time of the year where things open up. We can go out into the global market, trade, buy players, sell players. So we try to really work on our roster build, you know, from not just this transfer window coming this summer, but again, in the winter, the following summer, and even the following winter, because ultimately it's a big market in the world right there. And you have to make sure you're finding the players that, or where you think the roster needs are going to be, not only this year, but in the coming years as well.
Manny, people might not know this about you because your name's so synonymous with soccer, but you were a pretty good basketball player back in the day, too. You guys had some pretty good teams at SBA, didn't you?
We did. We did. I loved it. It was another great sport. You know, just a fun time in my life, fun time playing. I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of the Timberwolves this year. You know,
yeah.
I'm a diehard fan every year, but it's so fun, you know, to see them playing so well, and I just root for them so much. And then ultimately, there is so many things that resonates with all sports, and certainly anybody who's watching them here, it reminds me of the good years we've had, where you got to be a team, you got to have all your players play well, you got to have your second group play well, and I think the Timberwolves have shown, you know, a really different style of basketball that we've seen the last couple of years.
No doubt about it. Well, Manny, good luck tomorrow night. We'll talk again soon, but always fun to visit with you.
Likewise, sir. Let's enjoy this weather tomorrow, and let's enjoy all this great sports day, and let's have some wins for Minnesota.
You got it. Manny Lagos from Minnesota United playing tomorrow at Allianz Stadium, and everybody's playing tomorrow. We'll talk more about that coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.